USA Radio News. I'm Brad Bernard. President Trump on Saturday made a surprise visit to New York City on the 20th anniversary of 9/11. Firefighters and police officers broke into cheers and applause when Trump arrived. Trump shook hands with the officers and posed for photos.
The blue. We love the blue. I'll say it loud. You know, you're not supposed to say that. We love
the blue. The White House failed to meet a deadline last month to provide information to two key Republican senators concerning Joe Biden's use of a private email account as vice president to send government information to his son, Hunter Biden. Senators Ron Johnson and Chuck Grassley, the ranking Republicans on the Senate Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations and the Senate Judiciary Committee, respectively. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
An appeals court panel on Friday opted to leave the new Texas law banning most abortions in place for now in the latest decision of its kind. The law bans abortions done without an attempt to detect a fetal heartbeat and bars abortions outside of medical emergencies if a heartbeat is detected. President Joe Biden's wide-reaching vaccine mandates were announced to cover up the insanity and the debacle of Afghanistan. Representative Greg Murphy, Republican of North Carolina, told Newsmax while discussing his recent column about the president's failures.
You look at our southern border, where close to 2 million people may come across the border this year. They're not requiring them to be vaccinated either. And so this is just one debacle after another. And I think middle America, which in my opinion is the people who actually make how we do national or state elections, have woken up. And they didn't like Trump's personality, but now they can't stand Biden's policy.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
On Thursday evening, President Joe Biden unveiled two executive orders that could mandate vaccinations for the coronavirus for millions of working Americans in both the public and private spheres. But absent from these mandates are similar requirements for members of Congress, federal judges, or their staffers. Biden's executive orders would unilaterally require vaccination for federal employees, the military, and government contractors. WABC-TV does a recap of the day's events with advisories as the North Tower collapses.
And we're told there's no bus service to the Port Authority. New Jersey State Police have their emergency command center up and running. Right now, city and federal buildings in Newark still open, though, again, heavily fortified. That's the latest now. We're going to continue to monitor these developments, particularly with the schools closing.
The other tower, as you can see, seems to be collapsing, David, as we watch.
Unbelievable.
This is, it's collapsing inward, and it's imploding. This is a horrific situation you're watching, ladies and gentlemen. If you are a child watching and you do not have a parent there, I don't know what to advise you, if you can understand this.
It's hard for an adult to understand.
Words cannot describe this. The North Tower of the World Trade Center, the second 110-foot structure that marks the landmark, that is the landmark of New York and Manhattan, and indeed the United States, has just collapsed.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.